Hello, friends, and welcome to Everyday Truth with Kurt Skelly. We're here to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation. We're studying the book of Romans and learning how the power of the gospel impacts every part of our lives. Now, let's join Kurt for today's episode.
Welcome back, friends. Thanks for joining us today on the next episode of Everyday Truth. I have a card here, homemade card, one of my favorites. I think it's homemade, maybe not. But this is from our good friend Rosita. And Rosita has been listening for a long time from Open Door Baptist Church in Linwood, Washington. And Rosita gave me this card that says, "May your coffee be strong and your classes long." So I love that, Rosita. She's taken a Amtrak ride from Seattle to Chicago, and she told me that she's going to listen to the podcasts on Micah, Zechariah, and Malachi on that Amtrak ride. So I'm sure you're going to get sick of my voice after a while, Rosita, but thanks for the encouragement. We are in Romans chapter 15 and just kind of wading through the last half of the chapter and sensing the heart of the Apostle Paul. Paul is not really teaching them anything new in this section as much as he is testifying of his own ministry. And we can learn a lot, can't we, by just listening to how other people talk about the Lord or talk about their calling, talk about their priorities. And it's convicting to hear the testimony of Paul, to see the sincerity of his life and of his ministry. And we've been talking a bit about that all week long. Now, here we are in Romans 15 and verse number 18, where Paul continues to testify a bit about his ministry and the way he has done things. Look at verse number 18. It says, "For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me." So just to put this in context, Paul, last verse, talked about, hey, I'm grateful. I glory in Christ for all that God has allowed to be accomplished in and through my life. There's nothing wrong with that. He's not taking personal credit. He's not bragging. If anything, he's bragging on the Lord, but he's recounting. "But I'm so grateful for what God has accomplished in and through me as I have yielded to him and followed his call in my life. It's been a great journey." And then he is quick to add, "But I am not going to take credit for anything that God has not done through me." I want to be very, very careful here because that's an easy thing to do. It's easy to kind of ride the coattails of other people. I think a great illustration of that is the way we view church. Because sometimes we view church and we say things like, "Well, I would never go to a church that didn't believe in, you know, aggressively telling people about Jesus. And I wouldn't go to a church that didn't believe the Bible wasn't the Word of God. And I wouldn't go to church that didn't believe in the importance of prayer. And I wouldn't go to a church that didn't have a really vibrant missions program." And we could go on and on. What's interesting is what we wouldn't go to, oftentimes we don't participate in. So here's somebody that would say, "I would never go to a church that doesn't preach that we should reach the world." And yet in their own personal life, they're not reaching the world. Or that doesn't sacrifice for missions. And yet in their own personal life, they're not giving to missions. So the point here is this: we can't take credit for what God's doing in an assembly or among others if we're not part of that. None of this is a matter of pride, by the way. The Apostle Paul is just saying, I want to be very, very careful to be painstakingly honest about my assessments. So verse number 18, "For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed." So God works in different times in different places. And of course, we know in the apostolic age, when there were still apostles that had seen the physical ministry of the Lord Jesus, The complete canon of the New Testament was not yet compiled. There were still miracles and signs and wonders that God was doing to accompany the gospel, to validate to people the reality and the power of that message. And what the Apostle Paul said is, in all of these powerful demonstrations, in all of these situations where I've seen God work in these incredible ways, you know, I'm not going to take credit for anything that God has not done through me. And that's probably a bad way to say it. I'm not going to take credit at all, but I'm not going to talk about those things as if I did them if it's someone else's ministry. Look at verse number 19. Here's how God had been at work through mighty signs and wonders. We would say today miracles. Through signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. Remember, in that first missionary journey, some of those incredible things that happened at Lystra and other places. And the Bible says, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum. So if you were to look at a Bible map, Jerusalem's way over here to the east. That's where the gospel kind of started, right? The day of Pentecost, and then Illyricum is Yugoslavia. So if you want to look at the country of Greece and go to the north and to the west, that area there, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Serbia, that whole area, that's Illyricum, just across the Ionian from Italy. So Paul said, boy, the gospel has a great swath of influence from Jerusalem all the way over to Illyricum. And he's writing to people in Rome. Now, Paul's not been there yet, but Paul says, man, I have covered some ground. I've covered some ground and I've seen some things. But some years have elapsed, some ground has been covered, and God's done some really wonderful things. He's just recounting. He's kind of going down memory lane and talking about all the great things God has done to validate the message of Christ and to bring people to a saving knowledge of Him. Look at verse number 20. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel. This has been my priority. This has been my effort. Day after day, in season, out of season, when I felt like it, when I haven't felt like it, when they've received it, when they haven't received it, when they've accepted it, when they've rejected it, I have strived to preach the gospel. Verse number 20, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. So here in verse number 20, is an important plank in the Apostle Paul's stated ministry philosophy. Now, let me be quick to say that this should not be everybody's philosophy, because the Apostle Paul's philosophy is, I want to preach the gospel where no one has been before. I'm not gonna go to a place where there already is the gospel preached or build upon someone else's foundation. No, my job is to lay the foundation. Remember, he said that to the Corinthians. He said, as a wise master builder, I'm laying the foundation. And Christ is the cornerstone. And I'm a wise master builder. I want to get the gospel bunker established here in Corinth. That's a pioneering missionary spirit. And aren't you glad that God still raises people up today that have that pioneering missionary spirit? People that go to countries that have never heard the gospel, or to go to a city, go to an area that doesn't have a good gospel preaching, gospel believing church. That's important. But that's not everybody's calling. For instance, I am currently the pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I came here and I am currently building on another man's foundation. So there's nothing wrong with that we have a founding pastor and then we had another faithful pastor and now I'm the pastor. And then after me, another faithful pastor. So there's nothing wrong with ministry succession in particular churches or whatever. It's just that the Apostle Paul said, as for me, this has been my passion. This has been my calling to go to untouched areas, to advance the gospel westward. Remember, he told these same believers back in chapter number one, he said, oftentimes I purposed to come to you, but I've been hindered hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. So Paul said, it's not a matter of desire. I've wanted to come to all kinds of places, but I've wanted to systematically and methodically preach the gospel everywhere so that I'm not missing any ground. And then as I move through my stated philosophy, going to hub cities, going to the Jew first, going where people have never heard, as I'm moving in this one lifetime I have across the globe, that I'm accomplishing exactly what God called me to accomplish. Why don't you take a moment today and just think about some that are still doing this today. Maybe they're on a picture on a missionary card that you have in your refrigerator. Maybe there's some missionary family for whom you've been praying, or maybe you've just had a recent missions conference at your church. How important it is for us to support, to pray for, and even volunteer to be these people that are on the front lines of gospel advancement. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul was. And he thanked God that he was using him in those ways. And he wasn't giving up. Retirement wasn't in his vocabulary. He was moving forward. So we'll pick this up in verse number 21 next time. I hope you'll join us for that. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If you enjoy Everyday Truth, take a moment to subscribe or share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, God bless.